Blog Talk Radio.
DJ J. Sinatra in the mix.
Yeah, drastic. Influential inspiration. Bang, bang, nigga. Schools is overcrowded, books is outdated. Bet your kids use the same books you used to make it. The city blues got me so frustrated. Niggas tell me let it ride, but I can't cause I hate it. Gay rights in school, what's gonna happen to teachers? Last year they took God out the pledge of allegiance. So you saying I can love a man but not Jesus? Picture how many weak souls this evil is feeding. They build communities with lies. Once you can afford it, watch them jack up the price. And niggas sell their souls just to get that BET money. I swear, watching you dumb niggas is so funny. This is a serious state of crisis. I had to spit it, I hate to see my people like this. Remember when we used to represent the tight fist? But now niggas turn shitty when they get pissed. Cause nowadays young niggas quick to shoot ya. There goes another motherfucker with no future. Misery loves company and ignorance is bliss. So you cooler where you are instead of trying to get rich. You rather live off of a bitch, claiming you a pimp but you ain't collecting shit but a check. So pawn that noose around your neck. Cause your son's running around looking bummy in the jets. While you running around her house slamming doors for respect. Mad cause she came home with hickeys on her neck. But if you was getting money, she would be sucking your dick. What's the moral of the story, nigga? Betty.
Moving fast, cause the Uber on the way. Taking pictures, make sure you can see no less. And we secure like the money in a sack. I look like bitch. And when we pull up to the gate, girl, we saw it. I'm just with the crew. We're in our here looking for blue. Cause it might be better with you. It's a hopey, hopey story.
Sunday. It's been a minute, and I'm here. So, you know, I've been doing some things. I don't know if some of you guys follow me on any of my social medias, but if you do, you can see that I've been doing some things, so I've been trying to get out there, support as much as I can, you know, go to as much events as I can, just so I can get the feeling of being out there. Cause, you know, starting off was, I was kind of shy and I was always behind the scenes and just on my phone promoting, and now I'm getting out there a little bit, so you know, you guys seen that. Also, I want to make a couple announcements. I did join another team called Gorgeous Music. And if you guys are interested in any marketing, any promotions, distributions, you're just looking for a family, you feel like you're ready to take the next step in your career, don't be afraid to hit me up and let me know. Like I said in previous shows, I do work with Savage Life Entertainment. If some of you don't know who that is, that's Webby, Lil Bootsy, Kevin Gates, many more, Super Unit. They have all these same as what Gorgeous Music is offering as well. So, like I said, if you guys are interested in taking the next step in your career and you don't know where to look, or you're looking for an A&R as myself, don't be afraid to inbox me and we can move on and move forward into your career, because you guys have been calling in and promoting so long. I think it's time for everybody to take that step. And so... I'm an A&R. I will be promoting some of their stuff, so stay tuned. Always call in so you guys can get the details on that. Like I said, inbox me, email me at princessofnewhood@gmail.com, and I could send you guys over either one service packages, and you guys could go from there. They are all over the coast, both coast, East Coast, Mid Coast, and West Coast. So if you guys need something locally, let me know and we can further your career on this. Another announcement, I will be having New Hood. Well, we already have the New Hood gear. Now we're going to be putting Princess. I'm going to get my little cute little logo for the ladies. And I'm going to be putting my stuff on the clothes, so that way my ladies got something to wear from New Hood Clothing, and we have settled that last week. So I'm very excited on this. I will be part of a fashion show in about 2 weeks, so please be looking out for those. I'll post videos and pictures. And don't be afraid to inbox me and ask for anything. If you guys want to wear some of our clothes in your music videos, we'll be gladly to send over some stuff. I think that's about it on some of the things that I've been doing. We cannot forget to say happy birthday to Bunchy. So happy birthday to Bunchy. He had a birthday party this past weekend, so shout out to Bunchy. And I think that's it. I will take some callers, because also I want to know, we're going to be changing some of our Sunday shows, so we're going to still have the Cypher Sundays, and then we're going to have Sports Sundays too. So today's show is Sports Sundays, so I want you guys to call in, let me know who your guys' favorite team is, and why, and, you know, we can go from there. So I'll take some callers, go ahead and promote, and also let me know who your favorite team is.
515-661.
Hello?
515-661, you live.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
I can. My bad. I said this is Midwest Matthew calling in from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
How are you?
Nice. So the Cypher Sundays, you're going to bring that back, you said?
Yes, because unfortunately our co-host who runs the site for Sundays, he was in Facebook jail.
Oh, dang.
So I was trying to contact him, like, yo, we got our contestants, they ready, like, you know, and I wasn't getting no response, and then he finally got out of Facebook jail and was like, I've been in Facebook jail, they wasn't letting me inbox anyone or do anything, so, yes, it is.
Okay.
It is back on every other Sunday. We're just trying to get as many people as we can to join the cipher, and that's probably the hardest thing to do is to get exactly 10 people. We're trying to narrow down, maybe not 10, maybe 5. I will be in contact with everyone that was interested in it and see if maybe we could just start off with you guys. That way it could give other people a glimpse of what we're doing. That way they could probably feel comfortable and be like, oh, okay. So maybe if you guys can do like a quick 30-second video for me.
Yeah, I'll be down for something like that.
Okay, cool.
I think people
will
join too if I tag, you know, give them info.
Mm-hmm. And you already have the instrumental, right?
Yeah, I got it. So you never did any of them, right? Like, because I know the first one was like the Black Lives Matter, and I just never called back.
No, it's okay. We never did any of them, so use that one because I got two more.
Okay. So all right, yeah, I guess I'll just email you and see what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
see what you want for
like
a video.
Okay, yeah, I'll email you on how long I want it to be. That way it could be like our introduction to the Cypher Sunday. And then we could just use your promotion video for the Cypher Sunday. That way everyone else can feel comfortable coming and joining the Cypher. I think that will give it a good promotion. Yes.
All right, cool. I'll get you some.
Thank you.
And then the team thing, I've missed the first part. I just heard you say comment on your favorite team. Are you talking about sports or what?
Yes, sports. So every other Sunday, we're going to do sports, a sports show. So that way you guys could call in. We'll talk about your favorite sport. Let us know who you think is going to win. And we go from there.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just calling in to promote. I don't really have anything I can say for sports. I don't watch any sports, to be honest.
No one?
So I don't have a favorite team. Nah, I used to watch N1 basketball, you know, like the streetball stuff. That was about it. I never really
played
sports. I don't watch. Yeah, so I don't have a favorite team. What can I just promote real quick then?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so this is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. I got a new album out. It's called Are You Doggone Serious? It's on all platforms. I prefer if you bought directly through me, through Cash App, $30, but it's 24 songs plus a 25-minute lecture in the beginning that I do just about different concerts info and whatnot. So just follow me on any platform, either under The Midwest Matthew with 2 T's or just Midwest Matthew with 2 T's.
All right. I know you guys heard that. Midwest Matthews, and let them know who you called in.
And this is Princess of New Hood.
All right, peace. Thank you. So I'll be in contact with you. Do we have another caller?
817-882. Hey. It's that stuff's a reptilian. Get your mind right. Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
We doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Just putting out music left and right, dropping these tracks about every other day, just dropping these tracks.
Okay, by every other day. You dropping music videos to them tracks?
No, music videos, just promotion videos, like ads and stuff, you know, for people to check out and it's working. It's getting them to go to the sites and look at stuff.
It's working. Okay. Yes. That's what I like to hear. Well, I don't know if you just called in on the show, but I said earlier in the show that I am part of several different label companies right now as their A&R booking agents. So if you are, you know, whenever you're ready to expand your career and you want to move on to the next level, feel free to inbox me and I can get you to the right direction on where you can get the right help that you need and to expand it in your career.
Sounds good. I got a lot of them connections. I feel it. I can, another connection is always good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course. Of course. Especially when we need artists to come out to perform. I'm located in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know, we be looking for a lot of people, you know, especially coming from different states to come out here to perform. You know, we have the venues, we just need the connections and make sure everyone's getting treated correctly and they're here and we have a nice show.
That's pretty tight. That's pretty tight.
So, I'm
a hip hop rap artist. I've been doing the game about 26 years.
Okay.
I started off battle rapping, doing poetry slams. I've done freestyles. I went to Lyricist Lounge places. I've done shows. I've done talent shows.
So when you say poetry, I'm sorry, because I'm a fan of poetry. So you hitting spots or like what you talking about in your poetry?
Oh, poetry. I'm open word poetry. I do hip hop, rap music. I can sing. All that. Everything.
Okay, so we definitely gonna need you on Blackout Radio.
Definitely. I'm a really good friend with my boy right there, Blackout Radio, my homie, you know what I'm saying, Black Tear. That's my doggy dog.
Okay, so can you before you get off, do you got a favorite team first?
A team, only person that I follow inside sports is Tom Brady only. I only follow Tom Brady wherever he goes. That's where I go. Whenever he retires, I retire.
Amen. That's good. Another thing, you have to say leave us with some kind of poetry. Wake us up this morning, cause, you know, well, it's afternoon where I'm at, so we in a different coast.
Yeah. Well, I pretty much just want to let y'all know, you know, I was told, you know what I'm saying, they be telling me to call everyone's shows to show support and everything, and I've been spitting these games, I've been spitting this flow for years, you know what I'm saying, I can spit bars right now on the spot, freestyle, straight, just lay it.
Okay, well, go ahead, we need some poetry today.
Oh, you want me to do some poetry?
Yeah. It's
been a long time since I did poetry, but I got a lot of feeling in my heart right now, so let's just think. As I fall to the knees and I pray to the Lord, the things that He gave me and fill such with the bliss and galore, I try to make it to the industry to see that these rappers cannot see that they envy me, but I'm still here and they just pretend to be the friends to see, but I'm still here to take over this game and discreet, like I lay back and understand behind the dark clouds and I shut that down, the rain comes down and I still feel proud and I gotta make it in this game and never give up to the top of the tower. I'm here, go round. The poetry comes from the heart, it comes from the soul, it's just where it comes and it's always gonna grow and I will never give up. I never gave up not one time to make it to that cup, that holy grail that I hold full and is filled with all kinds of feelings of luxurious and refreshing and blissful liquid that I need to have the trophy, this microphone that I have, and I sit back and chill like Fat Joe, but I gotta get the money and it never's gonna let me go. I gotta have it, but I think about the Lord and the simple things that I've done before, and I'm tired of that, and I'm now here to hit a new blissful situation for me to understand for sure what is going on. And I see blood here and violence here and guns there and guns here. I'm trying to figure out how to get through and find a way to get near. My mission to grab that contract and get my money and just relax, because the music I put out was nothing but satisfaction for these rappers and the tracks. The fans love it, they attract. If you feel what I'm saying, this poetry is all through the mind. It's a freestyle from the top, and I feel it from my spine. I feel it from my heart, I feel it from my gut. I used to say cuss words like shit and F and B-I-T-C-H, but I don't want that because that's sinful ways. I'm clean off cigarettes, I'm clean off weed, I'm clean off alcohol, I'm clean for me. I'm clean for my kids, and I want to be the person to make it to the industry.
Oh, I'm speechless. Okay. Yes.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Let everybody know who you are and where we can find you and how we can search up some of your good old talent.
All right. My name is S Dubs the Reptilian. I've done music for many, many years. I have Facebook, S Dubs the Reptilian. I got Instagram, S Dubs the Reptilian. YouTube, S Dubs the Reptilian. SoundCloud, S Dubs the Reptilian. I'm everywhere. I'm on Spotify, S Dubs the Reptilian. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere, man. S D U B S T H E R E P T I L L I A N instead of T I L I A N. It's a different kind of feel, different kind of thing for the music. I'm unique.
Yes.
I'm different.
Yes.
That's just what the game been missing. So I'm here. So that's just how it goes. I got YouTube, everything. It's everywhere. Twitter, everything.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? People know about me. They know what I've been about. And that's just what I am. And I'm in more positive vibes, more things from my life to live, because I went through a lot of situations this year. COVID brought a lot of situations in my life, not just the sickness going around. I never have it. Thank the Lord. You know, I was negative for that. I was tested negative for that. But, you know what I'm saying? There's things that happen with the world, man. Dark stuff just came to me and took away my family from me, and I'm just blessing myself and taking care of working, taking care of my things, getting my kids together, getting my life back to order. You know what I'm saying? I just got a 90% on my 6-hour driver's ed test, going to get my permit, give me a car, and that's just what I'm doing, man. Everything the Lord wants me to do, and he's been blessing me, giving me a shield of love and passionate. You know what I'm saying? He's been giving me it, man. So I've just done nothing but try to stay in a clear path, and I've been reborn. I've been reborn.
God is good. God is good.
Yes, he definitely
That's
is. He's very good.
Brother. That's a testimony.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Calling in on the show today.
Hey, I thank you very much. I appreciate the call, appreciate the support, and I appreciate the words.
You're welcome. Of course. Thank you so much for that beautiful poetry, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you on Friday.
Thank you very much. You take care.
All right. Same to you. All right. Thank you, guys. You guys called in on Princess of New Hood, Blackout Radio. This is Sports Talk today. And, oh, wow. That was just nice. That was nice. I hope you guys heard that poetry. That really touched me. I hope it touched others, you know, because you just need that sometimes, you know. So, everyone was listening. And I do have other callers, so thank you guys for calling in on the show and staying tuned, listening, and letting everyone promote themselves and being patient. So I really appreciate you guys. So I will take the next caller, and then we're going to get into a song.
302-628 to live.
Hello.
Why is my foot fetish causing erectile dysfunction? Hey, what's up?
Oh, I think their reception was, they could have been in the car. It's okay to call us wherever you at. You know, I've done my shows on my way to L.A., on my way back home from L.A. to Vegas, and that's like a 3-4 hour drive, and, you know, I just did it. So we appreciate wherever you're at. You at work, you just woke up, you guys feel like calling in. We appreciate everyone that calls in. Let's take another caller.
252-799.
Peace.
How y'all doing? Peace to the God,
How
Black Tail, peace to the Blackout Radio. Doing great, Queen, just doing great. Living, piece
that's
by piece, living the anointing life up, man. You know?
Amen.
Know what I'm saying?
That
I'm so excited, you know? Doing my hip-hop thing, whatever, you know? I just want, you know, to kick a little bar of it quick. Yo, check this.
Go ahead. Yes.
When I look inside my mentals, as well as within the physical, I'm not just a religion person who fought under religion, the false prophecy. I deal with mad prophecy and I deal with mad democracy. All of you whack cats, niggas, you act like you rhyming like you hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy or democracy. You cannot even see me. I shine too bright like the sunshine, see? I could blind any snake eye, put some in the snake eye. Man, you see snake eyes. We roll this six every time. I saw in a pool and I just be spitting the lyrical punchline. Poetry rhymes, I can make the damn sunshine at the same time I can make the moon shine. At the third time, I make the stars start shining. Bringing forth heavenly babies, showing and proving my flow is not lazy. The cats is lazy and not even relighting the shelf, not even renewing the rhymes. Rhyming on the same shit every time. I'm tired of these damn copy-ass cats. Try to act like they roll ass rhyming like that. They ain't even got it like that. I'm original freestyle rhyming like that. Bombing on fake cats. Taking out cats out of the tracks. Get back on the fucking shit. Sort of prove I bring forth lyrical disclosure meant. El Keto that I represent from the prison chamber of honestness. You devil nigga, you don't even have a damn talent list. My title is Grand God, not Goddessness. I saw in the pool how I be rhyming the hardestness. Punching nigga with hard bardessness. Rachel sharpestness, lineness, but mad creating a bit more versusness. I'm tired versus the Titanic. Don't even make me drop nuclear bombs on your planet. Peace. Positive as a case of one, which is causing the elevation of rhyming the elevation. Which is the souls with no answer, no necessity, I mean limitation. The wish of the cats has no self-education of elevation. The self-education of rhyming is a self-education of versatile rhyming. Everybody talking how that I got this styling. I got it straight from my universal mind. It's straight from the universe third island. I feel on third pyramids from the ancient Egypt. Take higher flights like the mothership. You can't even see this. I take in many damn poetries. Take their heads off of many MCs. Try to test me. I rise above a dead MC and rise hip hop again like in the third day or the damn third year. This is no mystery for real. Man, God always come to the pier in the next year. You will see. This is no fucking damn fake streets of a motherfucking damn. I say no more. Peace. My name is Grand God from the Hell Keto Squad. You know what I'm saying? Peace to the God, the law. You know what I'm saying? Also, peace to the whole squadsman. The Wu-Tang Clan got love for them. Peace to the whole squadsman, to the army. Peace to the Grey Diggers. Also, I want to shout out to my brother, you know what I'm saying? Kushan from the Grey Diggers. Now, I mean, letting the brother know I'm still doing my thing, whatever, you know what I'm saying? This, you know, this out here, getting this money out here right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get this money. But, you know, it's the hell keep it slain right here. You know what I'm saying? It's all about violin and rap to me, man. It's like I'm a mama, Method Man, my man, Mapper, was battling with these verses. Well, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was respect right there. So it's about having respect, like the God said about this hip hop shit about violin and rap. You know what I'm saying? Respecting these others, respecting these different artists, man. You know what I'm saying? But. Got to know what you're rhyming about, though.
Right.
Also, I got a brother right here with you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Supreme, you want to spit a little verse, bro? You good? All right. My man said he's good. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Tell him to call back Friday. We want to hear what he got to say, too.
Let's call back Friday, famo. I got you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he loose with his shit. So, you know, I like a brother like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, At the end of the day, I'm going to tell you about hip hop is, man. We all students at the end of the day, man.
Mm-hmm.
We all students at the end of the day. You know what I mean? To learn about this hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Movement.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because each one can teach one, yo. You know what I mean? It's
right,
good to be
that.
Humble. You know what I'm saying? Because a good listen is a good learn. I learned that from Freedom of Law.
Well said. Right.
You know what I'm saying? True indeed. Rest in peace. Rest to God, Freedom of Law. You know, it's Papa Wu forever, baby. Peace to the gods and earths.
All right. That was well said. You know, I'm having some good callers today on this good Sunday. Bless everybody out there. You know, 2020 has been a roller coaster for all of us. So, you know, we've all been going through this together. And, you know, hopefully 2021 can open up our eyes and let us see the beauty of life. And that's all I want to say about that. I know I have a lot of callers, so let's take one more caller and then let's get into a song.
You said what?
We could take one more caller.
712372, you're live. 717.
Me.
Hello.
I have a massive foot fetish. Regular porn doesn't even do anything for me anymore. Hell, I could give the owner of WikiFeet a run for his money. Feet are my life.
209-915.
Hello.
What's up? Yo, my name is Mirich. You already know what's going on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, let all the callers know who you are. That's our little brother of Blackout Radio. Okay, how you been?
I've been good. Just trying to have fun playing my game, playing my PS4, just all types of stuff. Being a kid.
Are you gonna get the PS5?
Yeah, my mom's gonna buy it for me, I think.
Are you waiting? You waiting patiently? Or are you like off your seat? Can't wait. Like, what do you think is gonna be different from me? Yeah. Okay. So, what do you think is gonna be different? Like, what games are you looking forward to playing on there?
What games I'm looking forward to playing is probably if GTA 6 comes out. Yeah, GTA 6.
Okay.
2K21. Probably Fortnite. Oh no.
Okay.
But yeah.
So you think it's
mostly 2K
like,
and GTA?
Okay. I know all the kids are waiting for this PS5. So parents out there, you guys better be online pre-ordering it right now. That mug is. They dropped the prices, so you guys look forward to getting it. I don't know how Black Friday is going to be this year, but I know my daughter is like, Mom, I want the PS5, and I want it now. We can't get it now, but we're all looking forward to playing that game system. I'm a Sony fan, so do you prefer it over Xbox, or do you like
Xbox
better? You said Xbox
sucks. Yeah.
Okay. So
worst game
you like
system. Worst.
Yeah. Mhm. Yes. Well, I'm happy to hear from you, and thank you for calling in on the show. Have you been doing any more music, different songs?
Yeah, I got some unreleased music I'm about to drop.
Okay. So yes, we'll definitely be in touch with that. And then also, don't forget the cipher. So I was letting Midwest know that can we get you to do at least between a 60 second cipher video on that instrumental, the Black Lives Matter instrumental that I sent you. go ahead and do a video promotion for the Cypher Sunday. He's going to do one too. And then we're going to use those videos to promote our Cypher Sunday. You guys are going to be like the headliner to make it comfortable for other artists to come and join the Cypher.
Okay.
You like that? Okay. So I'm not rushing you, but if it's to me by Friday, then that's good.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to do that. So let's get that video together. I'll email you and Midwest later on today after the show. We can talk about that. And, yes. So, oh, what's your favorite team?
49ers.
The 49ers? I used to be that. You know what? I used to be a huge fan of the 49ers. And who's your favorite player, or are you more of just the whole team?
Yeah, just the whole team.
Just the whole team? All righty, well, hope you're rooting for them, you know, because this is football season and they're getting almost towards the end, you know. So, well, thank you so much. Bunchy's not here, but he did have a birthday this past weekend, so he's probably still waking up. So you have a nice day, okay?
You too.
All righty.
Oh, yeah, I got to promote myself first. All right.
Oh, yes, you certainly do. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, y'all can go check me out. To all the new listeners, y'all can go check me out under Mir Rich on all platforms, social media platforms, and musical and music-wise platforms under Mir Rich. MeirRich. Y'all go check me out. I'm 13 years old, and I'm fire.
Amen. God is good. Thank you so much. I like the youth, you know, when they're doing something positive and they're trying their hardest. We have to support our youth. So I'll be having some youth shows going on because I'm going to get my daughter involved in getting on the show and her friends, and they're going to talk about the different things that the youth goes through. So stay tuned for those shows. Some shows is coming soon. 2021, we're going to start this brand new. We're going to have a Princess of New Hood, Bunchy Carter, Blackout Radio Party, more Blackout Radio. I want to do it live, too, so I want to be able to be live Facebook and Instagram with people that's been our huge, huge supporters since we started. So stay tuned for those details. Let's get into a song. Thank you guys for tuning in with Princess of New Hood. This is Sports Talk with Princess, and stay tuned. Don't hang up. I'll take your call in just a second.
Work, flex on them. My hustle gon' flex, my grind gon' flex, my team gon' flex. We steppin' on niggas next. Flex on them. My hustle gon' flex, my grind gon' flex, my team gon' flex. We steppin' on niggas next. I heard that these niggas is talking. I don't even see you speaking. Pussy niggas say my name.
Say it.
I do this shit with no thinking. Let them see it got me sinking. Disappear for the weekend. Catch you lacking while you sleeping. Money hungry, no dreaming. Let me just take this time to myself. Let me see if I can adjust this a little bit. My flow can take this to a weak ass nigga. It'll make them feel like griddling. Killing them. No, I'm really not feeling them. I'm not gon' gas him with helium. Straight to this bank with this bag I've been filling in. You must not know what this looks like. It's 24/7, no good night. You ain't been up in the trap house trying to get money that feel right. I'm chasing this bag, I just need a flight. Trying to flex on the gang with a dome mic. And they shut down the plane in this road light. Still cut through the game like an old night. I don't think that these niggas is ready. Me and my team is flexing. All of this shit we grinding. Play if you wanna get reckless. They cutting my show, trying to stop my money. But still I grind, ain't never gon' quit. You see me working hard for this shit. I'ma put in work regardless, little bitch. Work!
Flex on them.
My hustle gon' flex. My grind gon' flex. My team gon' flex. We steppin' on niggas next. Flex on them. My hustle gon' flex.
New world, you brought a bar.
All right, that was my boy Hard Work LA flex on him. Shout out to Hard Work LA, you know. I met him at AV's concert out here, Compton's AV concert out here, about, I want to say, 2 years ago. And he's just been amazingly talented with, you know, with his music. And I was also in his music video on Flex on him. So, you know, it was just amazing how, you know, when you connect with people and they're serious about expanding in their career, they support you, you support them, they add you, you know, and it's love. It's nothing but love. So I just pray on his success. And, you know, he's one of my clients that I had sent a distribution package to from Savage Life Entertainment, and you can ask him there. They have shown nothing but interest in his music, and if you guys want to know furthermore what they expect, you guys can hit him up on Facebook at Hard Work LA. Let him know that Prince of Anuna sent you there, and you guys could get a better understanding of what it is that they offer, and you guys could go from there. Let's get into one more song, and I'll take another caller.
I left you. Could have had it all. I left you, goddamn. We could've had it all if you would've stopped playing. You said we were ball, could've ran up the M's. But you was lying, cause you fucked up my friend. I put the time in, did everything I can. It was all for nothing, cause you fucked up the plan. You a grimy hoe, would've been my best man. I can't trust no one, cause they take advantage. Damn, I thought I was past this. It's been 3 months and counting. So they left your ass behind me. Would've never thought you were so grimy. I would always make sure you stylish. Best friends always said you had it. But you went around and trashed it. Bitch, I let you meet my family. I don't understand it. Why you left me stranded? They say it's all God's time and you'll pay for all your lying. But God knows I still love you. I hate it, but it's so true. I didn't wanna deal with the issue. I didn't wanna say I missed you. I left you, goddamn. We could've had it all if you would've stopped playing. You said we were ball, could've ran up the M's. But you was lying, cause you fucked up my friend. I put the time in, did everything I can. It was all for nothing, cause you fucked up the plan. You a grimy hoe, would've been my best man. I can't trust no one, cause they take advantage. Trying to get past this. Hurting, need a bandage. Dealing with the pain is hard, but God got me, he planned this. Looking at your page, you ain't changed nothing but your status. Grimy hoes were nothing but your money and your status. For me, you were dramatic. For the niggas, you were fanatic. That's the type of shit that made sure that we never lasted. So anticlimactic. Thinking about all the things we've done for me, they in the past. It's to you, it's probably plastic. I left you, goddamn. We could've had it all if you would've stopped playing. You said we were ball, could've ran up the M's. But you was lying, cause you fucked up my friend. I put the time in, did everything I can. It was all for nothing, cause you fucked up the plan. You a grimy hoe, would've been my best man. I can't trust no one, cause they take advantage. They always take advantage. They always take advantage.
Process you back law.
So that was Grimy by Cam, and we had his interview several months ago. So shout out to Cam from California. Hopefully he comes back on Blackout Radio. I've been in contact with him, so he's been doing some more music, so we'll hear from him soon. Short of time, you guys, so I know everybody want to talk, stay on the line. I do have some other music to promote, so I wanted to get those out the way. Please don't hang up. Let's get to one more song.
Hey, 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 hey. Flex on him. Flex on
him. Look, it's the K-I-double-D, the one they want to see, the one they can't be. It's he, you feel me? It's he. Everybody know I'm first place off the Olympics. You shouldn't even think this. Wait, hold on, hold on. All gas, no brakes, time to win a race. Got me feeling like a bag, I'm the one they take. Big medal on my neck says first place. You ain't never been a real nigga in the first place. All gas, no brakes, time to win a race. Got me feeling like a bag, I'm the one they take. Big medal on my neck says first place. You ain't never been a real nigga in the first place. Gas 91 burning through the tank. I be swerving in his whip, probably off the drink. I done help these little niggas, I don't get a thing. You can check the leaderboard, I'm the first rank. Feeling like I'm number one, Nigel Uno. Kid on the track, slaying beasts like sumo. Everywhere I go, leave my mark like a logo. Get the job done, then I bounce like a pogo. Turn up, let's turn up, get lit like a lighter. Big first place like a NASCAR driver. You talking real big on the side like a passenger. I'm the type to take it off, grab it like a scavenger. Kid for the win, you couldn't even come in third. I need all my Vitas like ASAP, no furs. She say I'm an asshole, I'm a clean turd. They sure fake love, but it's gorgeous, you heard? All gas, no brakes, time to win the race. Got me feeling like a bag, I'm the one they taste. Big medal on my neck says first place. You ain't never been a real nigga in the first place. All gas, no brakes, time to win the race. Got me feeling like a bag, I'm the one they taste. Big medal on my neck says.
The words about law.
All right, so that was the kid. He's another artist. Actually, he's an artist from Gorgeous Music, and that was called First Place. He just signed with them, so shout out to the kid. If you're on Instagram, it's THEEKIDD, I believe, or 1B. Yes, so he's, I think he just completed an album or a mixtape with them. I got to meet him during our conference, so he's part of the team. Go follow him on YouTube, The Kid, and, you know, check him out, see what if that interests you guys on moving on to the next level, like I mentioned. Don't be afraid to inbox me so we can talk about that, and I'll direct you to the right people of interest, and we can go from there. So I wanted to tell you guys who my favorite team is. My favorite team is the Cowboys. Yes, I am a Cowboys fan. And Prescott is fully recovered from his ankle injury last Sunday with guys. So we will have our quarterback. So all the ones that was down falling on us and ha-ha, he and us, we will have him on our game. And so I'm just excited. I'm praying that we take it. We always get to the last game and choke. So please don't do that this year, guys. I'm rooting for you guys. From my phone, my living room, bedroom, it's Cowboys Nation. Let's get to a caller.
919-791.
What's up, y'all? It's Tupac Tina. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, fine.
Okay. That's good to hear. I heard you on the show yesterday on Royal Crest Show.
Okay, okay, yeah.
I think it was yesterday, one of them days. You know,
that was one of them days, yeah. Yeah. I got to get your information again so I can inbox you, too. Hello?
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. Okay, so what have you been doing lately since our last conversation? We did play some of your music on Blackout Radio. Anything new?
I've been writing. I got some songs I got to record and some videos to be getting ready to shoot.
Ooh, I like videos. I love music videos. It's the writing and the laying down the song part. I don't like too much, but the music videos, I do the music videos. So, okay, so that's good to hear. So you've been busy, and what you working on, the mixtape?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, working on it, you know, you're going to get it done. I know we all got to go through some trenches just to get to where we need to be. So, you know, writing is good. So I hope in some of your music, you know, you're expressing all the stuff that you went through, you know, especially during COVID, and, you know, how are you overcoming the situation? So, you know, do you ever get writer's block, or you just, like, you could write a whole song and be done with it?
I can write a whole song and be done with it.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. So, you know, I'll get stuck at probably, like, the 8th bar. And it's
yeah, I can write through the whole beat nonstop.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's real good to hear. Okay, so you do your own music? You record your own self, or you got the studio going on out there?
I go to the studio sometimes, but I usually record myself on my phone.
Mhm. That's what I do to get a little practice before you go lay it down.
Yep. Mm-hmm. On my YouTube channel, all my songs up there, I recorded myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. See? Mm-hmm. And they say women can't do their job. No,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you just have someone like edit for you, and or you do everything. You even produce your own music?
I've been doing the past 2 years. I've been producing my music. I went to the studio like 3 times in the past year.
Okay.
Everything else I've been doing myself.
Myself, yeah. Mhm. It's much better, probably. I don't know how accurate the studio production is on getting the music back to you, or and how it sounds. You know, because I'm picky. I'll probably be in the studio probably for like 4 hours.
I get about three songs in an hour.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're good, because I'm very picky. I'm very picky. But I try not to be, because it's time-consuming. And you can't be picky when it's time-consuming, so. Well, let us know where we can find your music, and thank you for calling in on the show.
You can find me at Tupac Tina to you on SoundCloud, TUPAXTINA, the number 2, the letter U, on SoundCloud.com, TUPAXTINA Jackson on YouTube.com, and Tina Tupac Jackson on Facebook.
So are you doing collaborations? You taking that? If someone wants to collab with you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, because I get a lot of people like, do you know anyone that want to do a feature? So, you know, I'm just trying to get everybody connected together, you know what I'm saying? So everybody can get out there the way they want to. And, you know, I love cross-promoting. You know, I cross-promote with the FM stations out here. You know, and I be bothering them, bugging them. so, we're a street team, and that's what radio hosts and DJs do. You know, so we try to get, you know, artists connected together, possibly do some videos, some songs, and go from there. But thank you so much for calling on Friday, okay?
All right, and I'll be on my radio show on the first of next month, the first Saturday of next
November
month.
November 1st. Okay.
Yes.
Y'all hear that? November 1st. All right.
All right. Thank you for letting me call in.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right.
All right. So let's get to another caller. Thank you guys for being so patient. I know everybody wants to call in and promote.
951-483.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing? My name is Maine. I'm in Highland, California right now.
Oh, okay. Highland.
Yeah, I know you're out there in the Bay. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I ain't been promoting lately. I've been working on a whole lot of stuff. I just changed out my studio.
Okay.
Yeah, upgraded it. I got a new version. It's actually a pro studio. It comes with a whole bunch of everything, like Melodyne. I got Essentials on there. I got Isotope on there. I've been figuring out how to work it for like the last 2 weeks, but I am going to put an EP together. It's going to be called The Process because everything takes time. So, yeah,
right,
something I'm going to drop, and I'm going
to
keep you guys posted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
I got a lot of friends that make music.
Oh,
and they do it real, real fast. And I just don't have that in me. I got to have, like, the feeling or be going through something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
okay,
I got all my other music, like, if anybody wants
done,
to check me out.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
Other, you know, because I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, but I am affiliated with two different distribution labels, and one of them is Savage Life Entertainment and Super Union. I'm their booking agent, and also Gorgeous Music. So if you guys are, you know, ready to take it to the next level and you guys need a home, give me an email letting me know what you guys are looking for into what you're, you know, to expanding your career, and I could direct you to the right people instead of just sending you guys package deals from everyone, and then you're, like, all over the place with. So just give me your interest in what you're looking for in a label or a company that you want to work with. They offer a lot of stuff, so let me know what you're looking for. Maybe you guys can all be interested in it. Maybe you, maybe one of them. And then we can get them service packages out. And you guys could look it over, read it over, contact me, and then we can go from there. Also.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, okay, so we'll hit me back up after the show. Also, we have Cypher Sunday coming as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing 30 to 60 seconds video, live video. So it's not gonna be, we're not just doing it over, it's gonna be
over the
live
phone. You guys are live video, okay. Oh, that's
right,
dope.
Right. So we wanna do a live video so we can, those gonna be your guys' promotion videos for the Cypher Sunday on the Blackout Radio show. And then we're okay, so if you're interested in that, please hit me back after the show so I can email you the details and the Cypher instrumental.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Well, let me
know. Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Find you. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm on everything that you can find me on is Maine, MA11N_2, 2 because I'm a junior, so I'm the second. But that's my name on everything. My SoundCloud, my Instagram, MA11N_2. I got a gang of music already on SoundCloud. Like, if y'all have time, just check me out. You know, just throw my little shout out there till I get this EP together.
Yes. That's, you know. That's
yeah, but I will be hitting you back about that Cypher and the other
back
thing. The
I already got two videos already, so we need everybody that wants to be part of the Cypher to do a 30 to 60 second video.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, I'll definitely leave you after the show.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, one more question. Do you have a favorite team?
Not necessarily. I'm more of a sport player than a sport watcher.
Oh, okay. So what sports do you play?
I football,